Okay. Yesterday we had the schus of talking about lulav. That was daf lamed beis. Today we're going to talk about hadas and other aspects of the dalad minim as well. So let's start with daf lamed beis mebeis, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, hadas hagazul v'hayavesh pasul. A stolen hadas and a dried out hadas is pasul. Shel asherev shel erinidachas pasul. Ashira. And an iranidachas hadas is also pasul. Nek tamroshu, if its head is chopped, if the top of that hadas is chopped off, nifritu alav, or its leaves are separated. As according to Rashi explained, nifritu alav, that means they're totally separated, they're just bound up together again. Oshayu anavav merubos me alav, or the hadas has berries on it, and its berries are more than its leaves, pasul. So in all those cases, the hadas is pasul. V'yemiyah tan kasher, but if you took off the berries, we'll see when you did this, but let's assume you took it off before you did anything else, you got the hadas and then you took off the berries, kasher, then it's going to be kosher. V'yem mematah b'yantif, but the Mishnah adds, by the way, you shouldn't, you're not allowed to take off these berries on yantif, because that is an isser, according to most, an isser d'rabanan of misakin man. You're not fixing your hadas to be used, and that is an isser d'rabanan on yantif of misakin man. Rashi quotes on the next Mishnah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Rashi quotes why is it that the Mishnah has to list off all of the psulim in a separate Mishnah by every one of the Dalad Minim. We had a lulav, now we just have hadas. Tomorrow you look on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to have Arava Gzula Yivesha, Shalav Shir Shnei Dachas, and then we're going to have, on the next Otaf, Esrog Gozal Vayavish. So why do you have to go through each one? So Rashi there says, I don't know why Rashi says that on the third one. Maybe on the second one he could have said, okay, twice. But the third one already, Rashi says, I'm giving him a vase, five lines for the bottom. V'hai t'palag lebe masisa b'dalot b'vais ubabi. V'tani lulub api nafshe, v'haz api nafshe, v'chani rabba chayin esrog. Because there's always something unique about each one. Bishub d'yish b'kol echad mashi'im b'chaveiro. And by lulav has sini harabarzil, and hadasim have berries, and Arava have tzifzifa. And there's always something unique about each one. That is what Rashi says. But there's other ideas as well. The Shemos, the Kapos Tamarim. Sefer we should use more. We don't use it enough. Kapos Tamarim is where Moshe ibn Chabiv. So he has one Sefer called Shemos Haaretz, and it's split on three different Masechtas. He has Yom Tru on Rosh Hashanah, Kapos Tamarim on Sukkis, and Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur. Only on the last parak of Yuma. And only on the certain part of the Rosh Hashanah, parts of Rosh Hashanah. He's an Achron, but he's very much used in the Olam HaYeshivos on these Masechtas. So he says on the Mishnah, he says, why, according to Rashi, fine, that's why you list off the new parts of the Mishnah. Why do you have to say Gozel three times? You have to know separately, Lulav HaGozel is Pasul, and Hadas HaGozel is Pasul, and Aravo HaGozel is Pasul. Just say Gozel once, you would know. So he gives three different answers. So number one, V'yesh Lomar. Like what Rashi says, because it has the new things, so it just repeats everything. Okay. So number two, Inami, Ihavi Arvinhu, Hayinu Toim. No, because if we would have all put in one Mishnah, we would have made a mistake. Deshema Dafka Hecha de Bechol Dalin Minim, Him Gozul V'Yavish Pasol. I might have thought that the only problem is when all four are stolen, or all four are dried out, if you would have all put it into one Mishnah. After all, they're a unit. We're going to talk about that. It's one mitzvah, ma'akiv zezeh, and therefore that's the havamina. That's what you have to say about each one to teach me that each one of them, if any one of them is gozel or yavesh, so that would also be a problem. You might have said that if not, you would have at least, you know, if you don't have any acher yavarech aleim kamash, well, no, each one is problem. Inami, or another pshat, he says, the havamina, you might have thought, dafka kishu gozel dalin minim de kapti inshi. You might have thought maybe gozel is only a problem when you steal something that's of worth, a value. A lulav has value, an esrog has value. You steal an arava. How much does an arava cost? Okay, not on Hoshana Rava. Hoshana Rava morning is more expensive. But no, if you steal stam an arava, so he says, Avaba anaf shal hadas al arava to lo kapti inchi, shudaba muatin, who ilan shayna osa peros, lo shayach lo post lo bishop gozel. Kamash mulan, even though people are in makbid, still it is asa mishim gozel. And this relates to the issue of whether it is or gezel, by a davish lo kapti inchi he gets into. But those are a couple of answers related to why we have all of these mishnayas repeated one after another. Okay. Good. What's the problem with having more berries than leaves? Or it says more berries than leaves. We'll talk about the color of berries in the Gemara. So Rashi here does not say anything. So Rashi on the next Amad Lama Gimel Amad Beis on Taf, first Rashi, Lav Hadar Hu. It's not Hadar. It is, sounds like it is in Hadas. We've said that there are two types of psulim when it comes to the Dal and Minim. Either there's a psul of Hadar, it is the Min, but there's a psul of Hadar, or it's definitional. Right? If you have a lulav that has his head chopped off, that's not a lulav with a problem. That's not a lulav. Right, so that's here too. Rashi says it's not hadar. Sometimes hadar impacts even ikuva. That's how Rashi interprets this psalm. Okay, Gemara. Tan Rabbanan anaf eitz avos. Remember, the Torah does not say the word hadas. The Torah says anaf eitz avos. Sha'anafav chofetes eitzo. So what type of branch do you need? One where the leaves cover the stalk. In the middle. And that's what a hadas does. Its leaves cover the stalk. Ve'ezezeh, ha'viomer zeh hadas. You know, it's a hadas. Just like yesterday, we looked for a remez in the Torah. How do you know that the pasuk refers to lulav? So to today, we look for hadas. Ve'emazesah, maybe it means an olive tree, because olive trees also grow like that. So we say, no, be'idan avos v'leka. Not only, a hadas has two requirements. It requires that the leaves cover the branches, but also it has to be intertwined. And it has to be woven. When you look at a nice hadas, all the leaves look like they're woven into each other. They overlap each other. So not only does it have to cover the branches, but it has to be overlapped, and Zayas lacks that aspect. V'yema dolva, maybe it's a dolva, a different kind of tree. Eats armon, Rashi says. A chestnut type of tree. So be note, and that also fulfills these requirements. Another chobetes eis of alaka. No, that fulfills the second requirement of avos, but not the first one. Its leaves don't cover the branch. The ema hirdof. Maybe it's a hirdof tree, another type of tree. Amar abaya, no, like we said yesterday. Terachea darche noam valeka. This type of tree is very thorny, and if you'd have to take it, you'd cut yourself. And just like we said yesterday, sometimes when a chazal have a suffix about a certain halacha, they use this principle in order to figure it out. We gave the other examples yesterday. Rav Amar Mehacha, here Rav quotes another pasuk, Ha'emes v'hashalom ahevo. Truth and shalom ahevo, they love shalom, and this branch is not going to be, using this branch is not shalom. Why isn't it shalom? So you would have said, oh, it means it's also thorny, another pasuk. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, v'zeh eino lo emes lo shalom, shu asui l'sam ha-maves. It's poisonous. Asui l'sam ha-maves. So Rashi says, that's why this pasuk is quoted here. Tosfos on yesterday's Amud talks about why this pasuk is quoted here and not there. According to Rashi, maybe the other branch isn't poisonous. But Tosfos has a different pshat. He just thinks that Rava wasn't there. Rava wasn't there. So therefore, he didn't give this answer. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, third wide line. Tanu Rabbanan. Kalua kemin kalia v'doma l'shal sheles. When you talk about the hadas branches, they have to be woven. And they have to be like a chain, la shalshelas, v'zeo hadas. That's what you learn out from the pasuk. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov omer, anaf eitz avos, eitz shetam eitzo upiryo shaveh. A hadas is a tree that its fruit tastes like its branch. Havi omer zahadas. Chazal say this about a number of items. It says it here, it says it about esrog. Remember yesterday, it says that we had in Mesechas Yuma about pilpulin. End of the Masechta. When we're talking about what are you allowed to eat, whether it's royal achila or not. So it talks about pilba, pepper. Also, tam eitzo per yoshaveh. Havi omer zahadas. Tata eitz avos, another drasha. Eitz avos kasher v'sheina avos pasal. Avos, it has to be avos, and if it's not avos, it's pasal. Heichi dami, avos. What does avos mean? So here's the line about what a hadas is supposed to look like. Yesterday we had lulav, today hadas. Amar Yehuda, v'utekaimi tlasa tlasa, tarfei bikina. Three leaves on one line, what we call mishulish. We call mishulish, you have to have three leaves on one line. That is what you look for in a hadas. Rav Kahana Amar, afilu trevachad, even if you have two in a line and one a little bit under it, that's also okay. Afilu trevachad, Rav Achamei Derava, mahadra trevachad. Rav Achamei Derava, specifically, once he heard his Rebbe say, even two and one, so he dafka went to look for the two and ones, hold another, we put me to Rav Kahana. Right? Sometimes this idea in the Gemara, once my Rebbe says something, so I dafka get that kind, even though it's a b'dievet kind, because my Rebbe said it was kosher, I wanted to be mefarsim, that's what the halacha is. Amalei bar ameimar l'Rav Ashi, Abba, lahahu hadashota karilei. No, I don't think that's a good hadas. I think the two and the one is called a hadashota, which is a hadas puzzle. I don't think that's a good one. Really, you have to have three in a row. That's what we call mishulish. How much of the hadas has to be mishulish? So as we said yesterday, the minimum length of a hadas is 3 tvachim, or according to what we said at the end, 2.5 tvachim, based on using big tvachim and splitting it into 6. So at least 2.5 tvachim. That's what a hadas has to be. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's machlokes we shown him, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins lechatchila the entire length, but the eved rov. La mitzvah, tefresh mem vav. That's the siman about hadas. Tefresh mem hey was lulav, tefresh mem vav is hadas. La mitzvah be'inan kol shir orech hadas shiyehe avos. Uli ikuva berubo. Likuva, rove of the hadas should have those leaves. Vafilu eina barosho. Even if they're not barosho, is the Rama. Lachanchila should be barosho because that's hadar. But again, lachanchila doesn't have to be the whole length. Our hadasim are longer than 3 tvachim. Our hadasim that we get, but at least 3 tvachim, less than the top 3 tvachim, should be mishulash. The two different kinds of hadasim that we get, you get the Chazon Ish kind, the Rav Chaim Noah kind, that has to do with how long an ama or a tefach is. That's a general, kala torah kula machlokas. The Chazon Ish has generally larger shiurim than Rav Chaim Noah. Those are the two shiurim that are used. So that's why if you get the Chazon Ish kind, because that's a longer shiur. But either way, they both hold like the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says whatever your shiur is, you know, kol lechatchila and rubo b'di'evet.
There's no substantive difference between the two hadassim?
There's no substantive difference. I think it's just the shiur.
I think it's just size.
There is a derech drash that we've mentioned in a couple years ago. That is, so it says hadassim here, it has to be mishulish. We know how many hadassim are supposed to be. We're going to have later in the Masechta. I'm going to mention it now because it's before Yantif. It's something to say on Yantif. We say the measure, why one lulav, one esrog, 3 hadassim, and 2 aravas. That's our, we spoke about a couple days ago, are you allowed to have more? That was the ritva. That's the minimum. Can you have more? So the Medrash says that all of these allude to different types of Jews, but also a different part of the body. The lulav is your spine, and you have one spine. The esrog is your heart, you have one heart. The arava are your lips. You have 2 lips, 2 aravos. And hadasim are your eyes. Of course, you have 3 eyes. Right? So that's the one that doesn't fit. Right? How do you have, that's the one that, yeah, 3 hadasim, 2 eyes. So what exactly does that mean? So either, he says, k'sas tzarachiyin, if they're shavet to the Ivari Ha'adam, says the Shemin HaTov, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, he says, lo metzarach gimel, ha'o eino l'adam el ha'shnei inayim, v'chei tzarach l'havin, lo metzarach mishulashim. And what's the message of Mishulash? Like our Gemara says, and even though you might say Derech Pshitus, the Ayin Shlishi is the Ayin HaHavana, yeah, the Ayin of understanding, right? It says at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, it says Vayar Vayar 2 times in the first pasuk. Avram saw the Malachim and he understood. The second Vayar Rashi says means he understood. He says maybe there's a different pshat. He says Aval Yosin Yira Lomar the Hagimel Hadasim Miskavnim L'Reiya Shekolel Avar Hoveva Asid. A Jew sees the 3 different directions: past, present, and future. A Jew looks at history, a Jew looks at what he has to do right now, and a Jew looks at the future. What God requires from him. For us it dehalo talo nechla briyase naim to bibli istaklus on masora al shel haavar vegam lahavtiach es oasidos ef shel haavin liros karayis ahove. If you don't look properly at the past or the future, you don't know what God wants to be right now. He says, and that's also what's in the Mishnah. Beautiful. What does the Mishnah say? Mistaka b'shloshes dvarim ve'enata bali de avera. Look at 3 things and you don't come to avera. What does the Mishnah say? Me'ayin basa avar. Ula'ana toholech. Where are you going? Where are you going right now? What are you doing in the present? Well, for me, ata asa lite and who are you gonna stand in front of in terms of jinn? That's the mishulish. That's mishulish. His 3 eyes. As I am mishulish, he says. Not I am. He says it's that's the 3 ways that a Jew looks. And then he quotes from a Huttner. Quotes from Rav Huttner, that he says maybe these are the three avos. He says Avraham misbatev av huso. What was there? They were an av in what way? He says Avraham was his avhus was shehu tchila legerim. He was tchila legerim. What's tchila legerim? Avhuso shel Yitzchak mizakeh bezeshu risho shenimo l'shmona. Avhuso shel Yaakov mitzayin shezeh bitaslo shleima. So each of the avos, Yaakov Avinu was about the future, all his children. He was the only av with perfect children. That's Yaakov. Yitzchak was the first, look at the path, the beginning, the roots. Right, walking through the first one who had a bris milah when he was 8 days old. Right, his beginning of his life. And Yaakov is after your life. And Avram Avinu was busy being makariv right now. He was tchilaso, right, he was Hasnevesh Asu Bacharon, and that's what he, the Erste Gevener, he quotes something in Yiddish, I don't understand it. Avram the Erste Gevener, Yitzchak the Erste Gebrenner, Yaakov the Erste Farfelner. Okay, all those who in Yiddish, I'm sure, appreciated it, and that is the, but that's what he says, the 3, it's Avar, Hove, and Asid, and those are the 3 Avos, and that's the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Okay, so now we have what to say on the first night of Yom Tov. So now we have somebody asked me yesterday about what was the daf that we discussed all about the Anneya Kavod and the other items, other Divrei Torah. That was daf Yud Beis. It's Yud Aleph and Beis on the bottom, but we discussed that on daf Yud Beis. If you want to re-listen to that daf. Tanur Rabbanan, four lines from the bottom. Nashu Robala Vidishtairu, that happens if most of the leaves fall off. Vidishtairu Bomiyat, and a few of them are still left. Kosher, it's still kosher. Obvachate Abuso Kayemis, as long as it's still Avos. Say, that's a Gemara, how is that possible? Hagufa Kasha. Amat Nashu Rob Olive Kosher, it says if most fell off, it's still kosher. There's only three. So if most fell off, they only have one. Vatari Bavachate Abuso Kayemis, but Kiva Dashu Lutre, Avote Chemish Kachasle. If two fell off, you can't have Avos left. So what's the case? So Amar Abaye Mishkachas La Ba'asa Mitzrah. You find it by a Hadas Mitzrah. What's Mitzrah? Rashi says either from Mitzrayim or one that's on the Meitzar, one that's on the border. Either way, it's a type of Hadas to Kaimi Shiva Shiva B'chadkina, with one that is seven leafed, not three leaved, not Mishulish, but has seven leaves on each row. The Chidat Yarba Pashlu Plasas. Therefore, even when row falls off, it's still Mishulish, it's still Avos, and therefore. And that's what the Brisa was referring to. Amar Abaye Yishrei Mina, Hay Asa Mitzra, Kashal Oshana. You see from here, the fact that the Gemara is talking about the Asa Mitzra, it must be the Asa Mitzra. This type of Hadas is kosher to use. So Pshita, so isn't that obvious? That is able to, why wouldn't you be able to use it? Sometimes when the Gemara says Hoshana, it means the Lula. It doesn't mean what we call Hoshanas, we use on Hoshana Rabbah. But when the Gemara says Hoshana, sometimes, like here, it means the lulav itself. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Why wouldn't you be able to use this hadas mitzrah? No, you might have thought, because it's not called a hadas, it's called the hadas mitzrah. It has an accompanying name, so that's why you would have thought that you wouldn't be able to use it. Kamash malan, that's why, that's the chiddush to tell me that kasher lahushana. Tosfos just asks, he does not quote an answer. On top, he says, "What the only Havamina, sometimes we have a discussion about if it has an accompanying name, you can't use it. That's only if the Torah says it, and the Torah does not say the accompanying name. The Torah says Maror. So the Torah says, it has a Shem Levi, you can't use it. Here, the Torah doesn't even say Hadas. It says Anaf Eitz Avos. So what's the Havamina? Why would you think that you can't use it because it's called a Hadamis Mitzvah instead of a Hadas? The Torah doesn't say Hadas. Tosfos says, Tema, my son, Kataitach Lemifsle, Bishim Shem Levi, Bidi Vahadas Ksibakra, or if you hear it off Bakshiridan. Without the Rachel Dachei Noam. Sefer Tosfos leaves the Pesach Iyin. So some Achronim say, that's exactly the answer of the Gemara. Let's continue. Ve'imahachadami, maybe you can't use it. No, the Gemara says, no, Eitz Avos Amar Achronim, Yikom Makom. Maybe that's the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Eitz Avos, that's why it's going to be kosher. So Tosfos Kasha could really be the Gemara's answer. Tanur Rabbanan, finishing up, Yavshu Rov Allah V'nishar Rabo Shlosha Bati Allah Lachem Kasher. If most of the leaves on the Hadas dried up, and you have three sets of leaves that are still moist left, it's still kosher. The Amar Rav Chisda, Barosh Kol Echad Ve'Echad. It has to be the top row on each of you hadasim. So says Rav Chisda, if you have three hadasim, and they're all dried up except the top row on each one, b'di'eved, it is kosher. That's what the Gemara says. What does dried up mean? That's also a question in the poskim. The Tosa, if you look back at the first Tosa in the Perek, the first Tosa in the Perek says, dried up means that when you touch it, it breaks. When you like touch it with your fingernails, it crumbles. That's what dried up means. So the other Rishonim, the Ravid and Hilchos Lulav said, give a different shot. He says maybe it just means when it turns white. Some say that means before the crumbling stage. Some say it means after the crumbling stage. Either Baruch Hashem, we live at a time that generally they're okay. Sometimes when you get to the sixth or seventh day, sometimes it is pretty dry, depending on how it has preserved. Hadassim usually stay. Aravas are the ones that are usually sarach a little chizuk, but Hadassim usually does not reach the Yavesh stage. Nektam Rosho. Continuing. If the top is cut off, the Mishnah said Pasul. Tani Ula Bar Chinina. Says Ula Bar Chinina. Nektam Rosho also about Timra Kasha. We said that a Hadas has berries on it besides leaves. What happens if the top of the Hadas got chopped off, meaning it's Pasul, and all of a sudden a berry grows? A berry grows on the top. So does that help? Does that help? Yes, says Ula, kosher. Now it is kosher if it grew that berry on top. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about this case though? Nek tam rosho me erev yantif, but also about timra b'yantif. What happens if when yantif started, it had a chopped off head, right? It was totally cut off. Overnight, the berry grew. Rashi explains these are types of berries that grow even when the hadas is talush. It's not connected to the ground anymore. So therefore, you know, mahu. Does that work? Does that change anything? Why would it change anything? So the Gemara quotes, Yesh dichui etzel mitzvos o lo. Do you say there's a concept of dichui by mitzvos or not? Rashi explains, we have a concept by karbanos called dichui. Once a karban is pushed aside from being able to be used by a mitzvah, we say it is labeled, it is stamped as a pushed away, a nidche karban, and you can never use that karban. Sometimes you say that. That's the concept of dichui. Once something is stamped as problematic, you can never use it again. Dichui. So that you say, by kachin, there's a chalos psul by kachin. Do you say that there's a similar concept by mitzvahs? That's the question here. Yesh dichui yesh mitzvahs alo. Do you say that you'd say the same thing by a chefza shal mitzvah? Here, when yontif started, the head was chopped off, so it was nidche. Right at this moment, you cannot use it. Afterwards, it grows. So do you say once it's chopped off, once it's pusel, it can no longer be used? Or do we say that now that it's kosher, lemaisa, you'd be able to use it? And this is an important question, because mitzvahs and karbanos might have different requirements. Look at the Rosh in Moed Katan. The Rosh in Simen Tzadik Zayin in Moed Katan. Tzadik Vav. Right, the Rosh, I think in the third parak of Moed Katan, is the longest Simen, longest parak of the Rosh. Has 100 simanim, kuf simanim, all of Hilchos Avelos. That's that Rosh. So in Simen Tzadik Vav, there he's talking about the issue in Avelos about an Avel, sometimes missing a tefillah because he's an Onen and trying to make it up. Do you say Holva Nitcha Nitcha there? So in that context, he says, Umashevi Raya me ein dichui etzal mitzvos ein raya. Levishi ishchilot bein mitzvah ha-nitcheis ubein guf ha-dichui. Dein dichui be mitzvos ela bekachim. Kachim, you would say it. But by mitzvahs is a chiddush. Ki ha-adam hu ha-mechuyiv la-asos ha-mitzvah. Im nitcheis bimenu ata, l'kishetira ha-mitzvah la-asos ha-yasena. By a kachim, you have a chalos psul in the chefza. Then you'd say it's no good. But by a person, say he can't do a mitzvah. So, but once he can do the mitzvah, he should be able to do the mitzvah. Ki ha'adam lo nidche mila asosa. Aval ma'ay ha'adam dochi b'sha. So that's what he talks about. That it's not so pashut that whether you would say dichui eitzel mitzvahs. That's what the Pnei Yeshua here on Amud Beis says is for sure drabanan by mitzvahs. Even if you want to say it's daraisa by kachim, the Pnei Yeshua says that Moses is going to be a drabanan by mitzvahs. That's why the poskim don't quote this whole question that we're about to go into. Yeah. Was it muksa by the time, so you get a migudis katsoi? Migudis katsoi ben ashmashas. What if you had in mind that I hope it's going to grow? Hope it's going to grow. Maybe you'd smell it, maybe you'd eat the berry. As we'll see, it's like grapes. It's like taking the grapes off, so it's not dosh. Right? Because it's not, yeah.
It's not sure what the girl said,
before Yantif, but that we say it does not have the status of a chefza shel mitzvah before Yantif. Therefore, it's just considered a branch. It's not called a hadas, which it would be nidche in that case. Okay, so that is the question of the Gemara. Do you say yesh dichei etzel mitzvos or not? Either way, it's interesting. The Gemara says, connected to Rabbi Schreiber just asked, what does the Gemara say? What's the crucial time, though? When does it become a chefza shel mitzvah? What's the question? Be'erev Yantif and be'yantif. When Yantif starts, that's the crucial time, the Gemara seems to say. Rashi says it beferish. Rashi in the second wide line says, Kidesh Hayom. Kidesh Hayom. So ask the Achronim. When Yantif starts, you can't shake a lulav at night. So what difference does it make when Yantif starts? It should be in the morning. This is a big discussion we had. We quoted a few Makoros already on Daf Yod Aleph. When we discussed it on Yod Aleph from a base. Where Achronim say, I gave it to you from Shech Lu Sefer in Siman Yud in Eretz HaTzvi, where he talks about sometimes you have a chiyuv hamitzvah which starts before the zman kiyum hamitzvah is possible. And the chefza shal mitzvah would already get a shame chefza even before the time to do the mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shofar that if you have a shofar shal avodah zarah, it has to be mevutal by the time Yontif starts. Ask the Bir Halacha there, in Tafresh Peivav, I think, at Tafku Peivav, why when Yontif starts? And he quotes our Rashi, he quotes our Gemara. Why is it when Yontif starts? You know, when the morning, Tzorachian, he says, Bir Halacha the Tzorachian. What's the answer? The answer is, sometimes, there's a Chi of HaMitzvah to shake the lulav at night. There's a Chi of to blow shofar at night, even though the Kiyum HaMitzvah is only in the morning. Rav Soloveitchik says, this answers Tosas Kasha. Tosas asks in Kiddushin, you have a pasuk there, I'm going to quote some different makaros than I did then, so keep it fresh. Right, Tosas in Kiddushin says, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, you need a pasuk to say that a woman is pater from being mal her son. A woman is not mechuyeves to give a bris milah to her son. Ask Tosas, it's a zman grama. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a zman grama, you can only do milah bayom. Do milah at night as possible, you have to do a tafas dan bris again. What do you need a pasuk for? Answers the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik. No, the answer is because there's a chi of hamitzvah even at night. The key of hamitzvah is by day. What's the raya? This we mentioned, what? What? So the Bavli, the Bavli in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos asks. That was the last step that I said. The Bavli, the Gemara in Yevamos asks, are you allowed to smear oil of truma on a baby kohen before his bris? Right, that week, you're allowed to smear truma oil on him. So the Gemara ends up saying, yes, you're allowed to smear oil on him. Why? The question is, does he have a shame arel yet? An arel is not allowed to use truma. The Gemara says it's okay. He's not called an arel yet because the chiyuv hasn't kicked in yet. The Yerushalmi then goes the next step. But what about leil ches? What about the night before the eighth day? Are you allowed to smear? That's the suffix. What's the suffix? Because even if you say the previous week he didn't have a shame arel, maybe the chi of milah starts the night before, and now he has a shame arel. And once now he has a shame arel, so that's why he wouldn't be able, even though the chi is only the next morning. But that's why I said maybe that's the makar for vachnach. Maybe that's why the baby needs shmira dafka the night before, because now he has a shame. Now he has a shame arel. What? The father did this year also. And just one other marker, which I did not mention then. So and then we'll continue. And that is, there is a machlokas in Zvachim. Machlokas Tanam in Zvachim. We know the first mission in Zvachim says, if you shech a Pesach bizmano, shelo lishma, that passes the carbon. Shelo bizmano, it's a shlomim. It's okay. But a Pesach bizmano, shelo lishmo, I shech the Pesach l'shem, a different carbon, in the time on Pesach, on Erev Pesach, in the afternoon, so that's pasuls. What happens if I shech the Pesach shelo lishmo on the morning of the 14th? Not after chatzos, but in the morning of the 14th. That's a machlokas tanaim. Machlokas tanaim. So what's the bir hadavar? The bir of the machlokas is the morning of the 14th day of Nisan, is that already the zman chi of Pesach, even though the kiyum mitzvah is only in the afternoon? Again, machlokas tanaim, whether that's going to pass the carbon, whether that's considered a Pesach bizmano or a Pesach shelo bizmano. Either way, but that's what you get from the Gemara. Again, everybody points to the Rashi, that the Rashi says, Kidei Shalav Hayom. The Gemara says, Erev Yantif. Gemara Named Beis is also going to say. Okay, so let's continue. So here's a concept of Dichui. Again, what's the case we're talking about? You have this Hadas that when the time Yantif started, it had a cut-off head, and then over Yantif, a berry grew on it. So now, can you use it?
How does all that fit into the Olakatim of the Yom HaRishon?
How does all that fit in? Lekachtem Lachem B'Yom HaRishon. Right, Lekachtem. The Lekich is B'Yom HaRishon. Right, the lekich lamais has to be b'yom harishon. Also, b'yom harishon can mean the night before. Right, I mean, we darshu b'yom before b'layla, but halachically, I mean, you have what to play with. V'tivshol le'mehal, let's try to prove it, mehal detzan, from a mishnah in Chulin, perek kisui hadam. It's a whole perek about kisui hadam. The mitzvah of kisui hadam is a mitzvah to cover the blood of chayos and ofos. All chayos and ofos that are shechted, you have a mitzvah to cover the dam, not behemoth. So says the mishnah, kisov and iskala. Mishnah says, let's say you covered it, and then the wind came and blew off your covering. Patzer milchasos. The halacha is, you no longer have a chiyuv to cover it. You already did your job, therefore you don't have to recover it. Kiso haruach hayav lechasos. But if the wind covered it the first time, and then it got undone, then you do have a chiyuv to cover it. This is only, if the wind covered it, you only have to recover it if it got removed. But if it did not get uncovered, if the wind covered it and it's still covered, you do not have to cover it. And the question is, but one second, if right now you don't have a chiv to do it, so what when it gets uncovered, why should you have to do it? Don't we say, and we're comparing chefs shel mitzvahs and gavras here, correct? But still, it's so the Gemara assumes, the Amar of Papa, or Papa says, you know what you see from that halacha? The fact that when it's covered, you have no mitzvah, and when it's uncovered, you again have a mitzvah. Rav Papa learns from Mir Zoz Amiris, ain't dichlui etzel mitzvahs. That you don't say that principle by mitzvahs. So isn't that a raya? So too here, you should say the hadas is a good hadas. Says the Gemara, no. The Rav Papa guvami boile. Ula bar chinina, Ula bar Chinina wasn't sure what Rav Papa meant. Rav Papa, by the case of Kisi Adam, said, you're right, you have to recover it in Ein Dichli. But what did he mean by that? Mifshat Pashalei de Ein Dichli Eitzel Mitzvos. Lo Shal Lekula, Lo Shal Lechumra. Did he mean you always say Ein Dichli? It doesn't matter if it's Lekula or Lechumra. That's the rule. O Dilma, or did Rav Papa mean Sivuki Misafkele? He was just not sure. So in this case, he said it because it's Lechumra. Meaning it's Lechumra, you have to do it again. Lechumra Amrina, Lekula Lo Amrina. So we're not sure. So therefore, Teku. We're not sure. Period. So at the end of the shiur, if we have time, we'll mention the takeover again, but now let's continue. Lema ketanoi. Maybe this idea of dichlei etzel mitzvot is a machlokas tanoim of Rav Lichton. Let's say you weren't supposed to, as the Mishnah said, you weren't supposed to take it off on Yantif if there are more berries than leaves. But what happens if you didn't? You're so Amiso Kedoshim Haim, we want so much to shake the lulav. We were looking forward to this, so I took off the berries on Yantif. I wasn't supposed to. I took them off on Yantif. So Is it a kosher hadas? So machlokas pasul divrei blazer bar tzadok b'chol machshirin machlokas whether it's kosher or not if you took off the berries on yontif. So what's this machlokas about? So says the gemara. Sabru, look, we had this machlokas earlier in the mesecta as well. Sabru de kol yamalul vein zarach eged. Let's assume for now that everybody agrees you do not have to bind the gimel minim together. V'imtem salomet zarach eged. And even if you would need to bind them together, lo yafina lulav misukah. We would not compare the binding of lulav to the building of the sukkah. The chsiv etasav olam ha'asui. The past three lines were just to establish there's no problem of tasav olam ha'asui here. So even though you have it and you've been ma'agid it already, taking off the berries would not be a problem of tasav olam ha'asui. So what's the only problem? What's the machlokas about? My la ba'akam ifugi. So isn't this what the machlokas is about? Demand the apostle saw Ramin and Yeshdi Chesel Mitzvos. Demand the Masha of Ramin and Yeshdi Chesel Mitzvos. The issue is whether you say, because since when Yontif started, there were more berries on this Hadas than leaves, so you'd say that this Hadas is pushed aside, and therefore it's Pasol. Couldn't that be the Machlokas? Isn't that the Machlokas here? So Gemara says no, because there are two other possibilities to explain the Machlokas. Lo, to Kuliyama, Lormin and Yeshdi Chesel Mitzvos, it's very possible that nobody holds this Dichli. And the machlokas is whether we compare the binding of the lulav to the building of the sukkah. Do you say there's a problem of tasav olam ha'asui? Marsav yafin alu misukkah, marsav olam yafin alu misukkah. So if there's no raya, that's a machlokas about dichui. V'ibah yaseima, a third machlokas, a third way to interpret the machlokas, is v'irlan lulav tzarech eged, dekul yama yafin alu misukkah. No, if you would say that lulav requires to be bound together, tzarech eged, then everybody would say there is a problem of tasav olam ha'asui, and for sure it would be pasul. V'hacha, but the machlokas here is about that issue. But lulav tzarech eged kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether lulav requires to be bound. Lulav tzarech eged, ubiplukta tahani tanoi. The machlokas tanoim, the Tanya, as the Brisa says as follows. The lulav bein ogud bein she'eno ogud kasher, the Tanakama says, what we paskin me ikar hadin, lulav eino tzarech eged. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Agud Kasha Sheino Agud Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Dafka Lulav Tzarech Eged. And if it's not bound together, it's Pasul. My time to Rabbi Yehuda, what's his reason? Yolav Lekicha Lekicha Me'agudas Edov. He learns Xerah Shava from Agudas Ezo, from the, what we dip into the Dam to sprinkle on a Mitzorah. Ksiv Hachal Lekachtam Lechem Bayom HaRishon. It says by Lulav that you have to take it. Lekachtam on the first day. Ksiv Hacham Hasim Lekachtam Agudas Ezo. Malahalan Aguda. Afkan Aguda. So that's the makar for Rabbi Yehuda, the Lulav Tzarech Eged. Rabbanan Lesu Lekicha Lekicha. Rabbanan don't hold of this Xerah Shava, as we said, two blot ago, that when it comes to Xerah Shava, only if you have a Besor from your Rebbe. So who is the middle opinion? Because we have a price that is a middle opinion. Lulav mitzvah la'ogdo, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to bind it, v'imlo agdo kosher. But if you didn't, it is kosher anyway. So man here, Rabbi Yehuda, who is this like? If it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, ki lo agdo my kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's ma'akev. I Rabbanan, my mitzvah kavod. According to Rabbanan, what do you mean? Lulav ein tzarech eged. So what's going on? Where it says, no, la'olam Rabbanan, mitzvah mishum zekei levi en vehu. Really, maker adin, you do not require an eged. But even the Rabbanan hold that there's a l'chadchila of tzarech eged because of hidur mitzvah, because of zekei levi en vehu. Period. There is a discussion in the Achronim, what's the nature of the din of lulav tzarech eged, binding them together. How most of the time, how it's formulated is that you have to be mitzareif the minim into one unit. Be mitzareif the minim into one unit, based on the idea that the dalam minim are ma'akiv zeh. So most explain, gether kamo mispar. So let me just find it. I have it here in the same article that I quoted before from the Rav in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Yud. He quotes in a footnote. He says, most explain that the idea of kol shelo ogdem ahadadi leket tziruf b'neihem. There has to be a unit of the Dalan Minim. There are Dalan Minim already. You have to bind them together in terms of the Netilas Lulav, in terms of the Maisa HaMitzvah, has to be done by having them bound together. But if you look at Rashi here, and there are some other issues as well, it seems to say that there's something deeper. Lulav Tzarech Eged doesn't just mean that you're binding them together, but you are creating the Chefsa Shal Mitzvah of the Lulav. The second wide line, says, third to last skinny line. The kivin sha'agdo bipsul, v'nikra alav shem lulav shel mitzvah. When you bind it, that's when it's called a shem lulav shel mitzvah. And he says it a couple, the second wide line also. L'chalav zman mitzvah, v'lo shem mitzvah l'mikri dichui. Binding it isn't just combining. It's not just a din in the Maisa HaMitzvah of shaking the lulav. You have to shake them all together, but it's in terms of creating the Chetz Shel Mitzvah. You have to have your lulav and your hadasim and your aravos all together. That's the creation of the Chetz Shel Mitzvah. And as we'll see, this might even be according to the Rabbanan, even according to what we hold, that lulav ain't otzarech eged, but when we do bind it, there's an added kiyum of creating a Chetz Shel Mitzvah. As we'll see on Amud Beis. On Amud Beis, we are lulav ain't otzarech eged, but when you do bind it, Rashi is going to explain based on the Gemara, you have to use a kesher shel kayama. If you use a real kesher, what do you mean? Lulav ain't tzarach eged. No, the point is, this is a serious eged, even l'mandam or the Rabbanan, at least on a lechatchila level, in terms of creating the chetz shel mitzvah. How important is this binding? We pass in lulav ain't tzarach eged. What happens if a akum or an isha, could you let your wives bind your lulav? Let's say you're running late for shul, so you're getting dressed. You're going to say, "Okay, honey, could you put the hadasim there of us? Can you put them all together?" And I'm going to get it. I'm going to run out. Is there any problem with that? An isha is not mechuyeves in lulav. They take it. We paskin Ashkenazi can even make a brach on it. But an isha is not mechuyeves in lulav. Is there any problem with her creating the chetz shel mitzvah? Never thought about it. Right? Isha akum, but isha is just as is putter. Says the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Tafresh Bemtes Aluf, Lulav Sha'agdo Akum Va'asa'o Kosher, Kamo Sukkah Sakum. But the evidence kosher. In Akum, like an Akum could build a Sukkah we had earlier, so too an Akum could bind your Lulav. And if an Akum could do it, Elisha could do it as well. At least she's at least Shayach to the Mitzvah. But the Mishnah here quotes the Magen Avraham, based on the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that L'chadchila, we try not to use anybody who's not Mechuyiv in a Mitzvah in terms of creating the Mitzvah. Right, an isha in terms, Rabbi Natan says, of putting tzitzis on a beged, or ksiva sefer, ksiva stam, or tefillin. Tefillin, tzitzis, all of those Rabbi Natan says in Gittin, that we try not to let a woman do, because a woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So there's at least a b'di'eved level in terms of creating the chetz shel mitzvah. So he quotes, v'ayim b'magen Avraham sh'daitam l'chadchila lo yagdenu, and akum shouldn't, umitam zegam isha lo tegor halulav l'chadchila. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "I bear alacha de midina in chashash b'davar mikamakam tov lizar b'zeh." The Mishnah Berurah says, "Meikra din is not a problem, but lechadchila the man should do the eged." Again, based on what we just said, even l'rabbanan, the eged is a creation of the chetz shel mitzvah, and therefore somebody who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, not just can do the mitzvah, but somebody who's mechuyev in the mitzvah should be somebody to create this idea. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bikur Yaakov, they were only talking about the bottom. Sometimes we put whatever they're called, those things that hold it together with a hadasim and a ravosar, and also on the top of the lulav, so it doesn't poke anybody. The top things, that's not the eged. That doesn't matter. But we're talking about the bottom part where you're binding it together. So he says that's the ikur mitzvahs eged. Yeah. Can she buy it? Yeah, l'chora she could buy it. I mean, that's not creating the chetz shel mitzvah. You're binding it together. That's creating the chetz shel mitzvah. Yeah, but I think the buying it is a pure hechsher. It's not even a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'torah, right? So the buying, I think, there's not even a l'chadchila for the, unless it's mitzvah b'yisim b'shlucha in general. But again, especially if you're working and you know if she needs to buy it, so then she buys.
So maybe it's not. They can put it's not a hechsher mitzvah k'suva b'torah. Maybe the binding.
Right, maybe this binding is different because it's not a hechsher mitzvah, so it's less. Right, the question is, Rabbeinu Tam even says it by eged, I think. Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosfos and Gin, I think he even says it by eged. I'm not sure, though. I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up again. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Osha Yanav Meruviv. So the Mishnah said if the berries are more than the leaves, then it's pasul. Amr Efchisa, Dover Zer, Ambeinu, Agodo Amru, Vamakam Yeb Ezra. Rabbeinu, our great Rebbe, taught us, and Makam Yeb Ezra, Hashem should help him. That's like Shlita. Lo Shonel B'Makam Echad. When do you say the berries are a problem? That's only if they're all in one place. Avo B'Shayim Shlosh Makam was kasha. But if they're spread out, then it's not as much of a problem. Amalei Rava, no. Shayim Shlosh Makam was having Menumar. Upasa, if they're all spread out, that might be even worse. It's spotted. Menumar, like a Namer is a leopard. Menumar, a puzzle. So Ela Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. Now this is the limitation. Osho Yidmar Meruba Me'al a puzzle. The Mishnah says, more berries than leaves are puzzle. Amar Afchiz Dabar Zerah Rabbeinu Al-Gadal Amru. Vavakam Yeba Ezra. Lo Shanu Ela Anav of Shechoros. Only blackberries are a problem. Avala Nav of Yerokos, meaning the Hadas Uva Kusher. Green berries are not a problem because that fits in the same color as the leaves, and that's Hadar. The only problem are blackberries. Amar Papa Adumos Kishchoros. Rapapa says red ones are like black ones. I once saw a Hadas. I once, like years ago, I sold a Hadassim. We remember we went to pick them, and they had all these red berries on them. Remember, our hands were all red. afterwards. The red berries. So you got to take them off before you sell them. So he said, Adomos kishchoros. The red ones are like black ones. Why? Damien. Or like. Dom Rabbi Chanina. Where do you know this from? Hilchas Nida. Hai Dam Shacharsh. Adom hu elashalaka. If you have a black Mara, so the posik has to be machmir, because black and red, black means it used to be red. So black and red are similar. So kol tarakula inyun echadu. You can learn from Hilchas Nida to Hilchas Hadasim. Okay, period. In Miatan Kasher, continues the Gemara. If you were memait, if you took the berries off on before Yantif, this is on a regular case, you got the house, you took the berries off before Yantif, fine, it's kosher. Dematinu ema, so when exactly did you do it? Fine, you did it before Yantif, but did you have your eged yet? Ilema mikami de la agde. If you took off the berries before you put on the eged, it's them shita. That's obvious. You didn't. There's nothing there yet. It's not a chesed mitzvah at all yet. El olabasar de la agde. The chiddush must be even after you put the eged on, still you took off the berries. And remember what we just said, and Rashi again says it here. Once you put the eged on, even before yantif, it does do something in terms of creating the chefsa. So if that's true, even after you ma'agid it, so when you ma'agid it, it was pasul, and now you took off the berries, it's kosher. Doesn't that prove our issue about dichui? Dichui me'ikarahu. Isn't that a case of dichui me'ikara? Now we're getting into two kinds of dichui. Dichui me'ikara means right at the beginning of its potential usage, it's pushed aside. The other type of dichui, which we're going to have in a minute, is called nire v'nidche. It is usable, and then it becomes not usable. So those are two kinds of dichui. Dichui me'ikara, it never has a shasa kosher, it never has a time that it's able to be used, and nire v'nidche, it does. Which one is worse? So there are different Gemaras. Which one is worse and which one is better? If it got punched out after it was Roy, so that's one. That's very bad. Or it was never Roy, so which is worse? I mean, sorry, I understand both. But says the Gemara, at least in this case, if the Chiddush is that after you were ma'aged it, so then you took off the berries and it's kosher, so dichui meikarahu. Isn't that dichui the second that it started to be a hadas? Tishrei mina d'havi dichui meikarahu lo'avi dichui. Let's prove from there that dichui meikarahu is not dichui. So the Gemara says, no, lo'olam basar d'agde. Really, maybe you're right, you took it off after, you took them off after you put it in the eged. V'kesavar eged hazmana ba'almahu. And this opinion holds that eged, tying it is not so significant. It's just a heksher. That's what Rashi says. That according to this opinion, maybe it isn't so significant. Maybe that's the chiddush. But says the Gemara, you're not allowed to be ma'ida. You can't take off the berries on yantif itself, as we said, because of tikkun mana, at least an iser drabanan. However, looked on my kosher. But what if you did? As we said before, it was a machlokas, but now it's quoting at least one opinion. If you did, what? It's kosher? The ashko emas. But when did these berries turn black? When were these berries blackened? So going there, it says, Elim the ashko me esmol. If you really had pusel, you had blackberries before yantif, dichi me karahu. Then when yantif started, it was didche. So isn't that again a case of dichi me kara? Tifshom ina dichi me kara delavi dichi. Let's prove that dichi me kara, it's not. It's not a problem of dichui, because you see, you're allowed to be machshirit here. Say, I love the ashkar b'yantif. No, it must be maybe the cases where it got blackened on yantif. So Gemara says, okay, so prove the other one. Nira v'nidchehu. So then it was usable when yantif started, and then it became unusable, and now you can make it usable again. So that proves the other dichui. Shramina nira v'nidchehu, chos v'nira. That proves that if something is usable and not usable, so then it could become usable again. So says the Gemara again, no, go back to the first Ukimta. Li olam da'ashka me'ikara, really, when yantif started, the berries were already black. Dichi me'ikara de'lavi dichui tifsho mina, aval nira v'nidche, chos v'nira lo tifsho. The Gemara assumes that dichi me'ikara is more simple of a din. To say nira v'nidche, that's a more problematic type of dichui. And therefore, if you want to have a lesser of a chiddush, we'll say, fine, prove that dichi me'ikara is not called dichui. But to say nira v'nidche is not called dichui, that's too far. And that we're not going to do. Again, dichi me'ikara means that it wasn't roy from the first moment, and nira v'nidche means it was, and then it got a problem with it. So the Gemara proves dichi me'ikara lo havi dichui, but we still don't know about nira v'nidche, whether havi dichui or not. Period. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. We have a machlokas. We have a shita out there. Rabbi Reb Shimon says you're allowed to take off the berries on yantif. Ask the Gemara about misakein mana biyantif. Aren't you being misakein? So how are you allowed to do that? Amar Rashi, don't worry. You go shalitin la'achila. You took off the berries to eat, not because you're trying to fix your hadas. You took them off to eat. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon's kavin mutter, and Reb Lazar, the son of Reb Shimon, holds like his father. Rav Shimon is the famous Shita, Davar Sheinu Miskaven is Mutter. And therefore, that is who he's going like. So you don't have Kavanah to make the better Hadas. You only have Kavanah to eat the berries. Ask the Gemara the obvious kasha of Abai Rav Davar Shavayu. This isn't Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Moder Rav Shimon B'Psik Reisha V'lo Yamos. This is Psik Reisha. Meaning, right, if you do Act A, which might or might not cause Act B, that's called Davar Sheinu Miskaven. I drag a bench across the yard, which might or might not make holes. So that's what Davar Sheinu Miskaven. But if it's for sure, if I know the light is left on in the fridge, and I open the door, and I have kavanah just to open my fridge, I know the light's left on. That's not Davar Sheinu Miskaven. That's called Psik Reisha. Right? Psik Reisha is you go to the backyard, you want to give your son a head of a chicken to play with. So I'm going to chop off the chicken's head to give it to him to play with. So Gemara says, what? That's your kavanah? You're killing the chicken. What? Are you going to chop off his head? And he's not going to die. Meaning that doesn't matter. That's a daraisa. That's an daraisa. Psik reisha vol yamus. So here too. So what are you talking about? You're so what that you're taking off the berries to eat. So what? But you're fixing the hadas. Hacha b'maya skinan de isle oshanach risi. Answers the Gemara. No, you have another hadas. So this isn't a psik reisha because you're just eating these berries. You're not planning to use this. You have another hadas. So Rashi says that's why it's not called tikkun. This isn't a tikkun because you don't need it. You have another hadas. What? What about dash? What about, but we say similar to grapes. What about grapes? There's no grape to hadar by grapes because that's a shomer. See that those that you keep it on the twig because it's a shomer for the pri. So it's not dash. The Sefer Ha'aruch, uses this gemara for a right to his shita. What's the Sefer Ha'aruch? Probably the most well-known Sefer Ha'aruch holds psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter. Psik reisha, where you're not interested in the result that happens, that's mutter. We paskim psik reisha de lo nichale at least is an issa d'rabanan. That's what the Shulchan Aruch holds both days, but we paskin l'chumra that it's aser midraban at least. Sikreish lo nichalai. But the Aruch holds mutter, and the Aruch there are six gemaras, and some of them seem to be just like the Aruch, and some to be just against the Aruch. So here this gemara sounds just like the Aruch because isle oshanach risi. So it's still sikreisha. So it's lo nichalai, but it's still sikreisha. You're still creating a good hadah, so what, you're not going to use it. So the Aruch says, hey, that's me. Sikreish lo nichalai is mutter. That is the Shita of the Aruch. This is one of his rayas. So you have to get out of it somehow to say that there's another way to read the Gemara. Let's just end off with a question, and then we're out of time. We'll start with this the first 5 minutes tomorrow. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this Ukimta, that if you took off the berries, the Rambam says, the Ein Mamatin Oso Biyadol Thirishukum Misakein. Ovar v'likton, osha likton, echar echal achila, hareze kasher. The Rambam does not quote the Ukimta of Isle Hoshana Achrisi. The big question on the Rambam is why not? Right? It's psik reisha without that ukimta, without that line of Isle Hoshana Achrisi. Why doesn't the Rambam quote that Isle Hoshana Achrisi? So that opens up worlds for us, for the Ar Sameach, about how to define psik reisha, and maybe this is a theme throughout a couple of makaris in psik reisha, and that, by the Shem, we will start with tomorrow. Okay? We'll stop here by the Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so the first 5-6 minutes tomorrow will be psik reisha. So everybody please, 6:10. This year was Zechanishmas, Sarah Malka, Basara, Pesachai, Menachem, sponsored by the Greenberg family.